The high rate of intercommunal killings, cattle theft, forced marriages, and school dropouts are just some of the issues some of the 2022 Mandela Washington Fellows said they want to tackle in their communities. Some, like James Mawen, a public information assistant with the United Nations Mission in South Sudan, or UNMISS at the Rumbek Field Office, plan to strengthen his advocacy through his organization, Citizens' Eye for Transparency and Accountability, or CETA, a nonprofit he created to advocate for transparency, freedom of the press, and the resolution of intercommunal conflicts, among other issues. Mawen says he also wants to fight against the age-old tradition of expensive dowry charged for a bride in his community.
We have to talk to the community, community members or communities in the country, to ensure that they should come with a limit. It has to come from them. And then they have to involve the government so that the government can come up with rules, that can regulate marriage processes in the country. Because I see that it is encouraging early and post marriages, and also it is encouraging cattle raiding, cattle wrestling, cattle theft.
Mawen, who went to Indiana University, says even if bride price is a cultural norm, it's high time that communities evaluate the impact of high bride price on young people, especially on girls who are forced into marriages to much older men. He notes that the practice also causes cattle raids, since young men cannot afford to pay a dowry.
The issue of insecurity, intercommunal conflicts, intersectional conflicts are so many. Most of them are related to cattle raiding, rabbine killings, cattle thefts. We have to be taken care, and also movement from one place to another, too much hatred. Community members do not trust each other, tribes do not trust each other. So it's very important to build reconciliation among people so that we come back as South Sudanese for us to grow. We know we did not fight for the country. For us to kill ourselves, we fought for the country to live peacefully and also to devolve, for the next generation to come.
According to a 2021 UNICEF report on South Sudan, 2.8 million children were out of school, a significant increase from the 2.2 million reported in 2016. South Sudan Yearly Fellow Lubang Alex Charles says he learned many lessons while attending the University of Colorado of Denver, which will help him achieve his goal, keeping girls in school back home.
The largest group of these out-of-school children are girls, and they made some poverty, child marriage, cultural and religious views. All these factors are hindering girls' education. It's putting their futures at risk, and also the future of the country.
Josephine Amona, who underwent 6 weeks of training in leadership in civic engagement at the University of Delaware, and now an intern with Plan International USA in Washington, founded Seedbed Foundation, a South Sudanese NGO focused on educating girls and women about health issues. Amuna says she hopes to open a vocational training center for women to make reusable sanitary towels.
See, when I was applying for this fellowship, I wanted to come and learn how to make the reusable sanitary towels and then go back home, teach them how to make it themselves. I'm going to teach women. I think I'm going to open like a vocational training center that is going to teach women on how to make the reusable sanitary towels. Because, Seedbed Foundation team have been going around supplying the disposal sanitary towels.
Amuna also wants to create jobs for women so they can become independent.
Sometimes in this life, we end up depending on men because we feel like, men can be like a security to us, or rather can be a provider to all of us. But, in real sense, we are all human beings. We work and we get tired sometimes working. So it's good to know yourself. And by the time you get to know yourself, you know exactly what you're passionate of. You will know what you love to do. And once you know what you love to do, you become independent. Once you become independent, you become powerful.
The Young African Leaders Initiative began in 2010 by President Barack Obama and is administered by the U.S. Department of State. The program brings 10 young leaders from South Sudan every year to learn in institutions of higher education in the United States and network with American communities to acquire transferable skills they can apply in their communities and organizations when they return home. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Washington.